pursuit of conversation is supported by the generous donations of Rollo, Susie, Henrik, and Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Rollo Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drugged up tonight. Open up to your bum.
Well, a lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker.
You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
That was that you're so funny.
The temporary ways, they are driving me crazy. So I'm taking you back. I'm taking you back. 20th century.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Rollo Nostalgia Hour.
Hello, this is the Rick and Rollo Show on March the 21st, 2026, our number episode number 72. I'm Ken, back to our hosts, Rock and Rillo. Take it away.
Thank you very much, Ken.
Absolutely fantastic. Why would you want to get any other voiceover man on a Rick and Rollo show? He's 90-something years of age. He's the, I think he's the attendant at the studios, at the Velocet studios up the Blue Mountain. Rollo, are you in the room? You can come in. Oh, you're in the room.
G'day, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I'm live. I'm here. I'm talking to on the Rick and Rollo. About to open a beer.
Oh, Rick and Rollo cheers me up every Saturday night.
72 episodes.
Even though we did the Tuesday one. What was it? The Rick and Rollo Tuesday.
That was fantastic. Call you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. I know the cunt. You're not allowed to say that word. You're not allowed to say that word on
air. You are on this show.
Yeah, but...
Anyway, right. How was your week before I lay out my week?
My week? I found another golf ball in my... Yeah, I found another golf ball in my yard. Rosie's still here. My wife is in Western Australia having a great time. Sleeping with lots of fellas, and I'm only joking.
Why wouldn't she? Fucking have a good time.
I had a really good chat with Susie. Yeah. Sue.
Girl named Sue or a boy named Sue. Rollo, I'm just letting the audience know, Rollo is absolutely plastered. If you can hear, this is the difference between a sober person. This is me, a sober person, completely sober at the moment. And Rollo has...
So you drove all the way from Sydney to Port?
Rollo. Oh, okay. So it's my turn. Is it my turn to talk? Okay. Well,
Julie Andrews.
All right. So yes, I drove. I'm hoping I'm not making that fucking noise again. I can't drive. It's $3 a litre for diesel. And two of the local service stations have just run out of diesel. There's none. There is not a drop in their reservoirs. So I said Julie Andrews, Rollo. I'm finishing the story. Anyway, so I got, of course, I got the, I had to get the train, but they don't have a train on at 9 o'clock in the morning. So you wouldn't get the train going past. Normally I would zoom past you. I could wave at you if I was on the train from where you, to your little balcony. But no, it's a shuttle. No, not a shuttle. It's a coach. Anyway, so I got on the coach. This is the second week in a row. And of course, we went to the beautiful Taree past scenic murals of burnt down, not murals, burned down motels all along the entrance from Cundletown. That's Cundle, not another word. And proceeded to pull up at Taree, which is usually where you will find Kempsey and Taree will have some of the more colourful people that get on blind drunk. And yes, of course, a couple got on, white Australians, I would say, about in their 40s probably, fat-looking, you know, inbred, blah, the usual. And proceeded to be drinking vodka. They drank a bottle of vodka. Okay, Julie Andrews, Roller, you'd be interested in this one.
Oh, thanks, mate. Oh, I really appreciate you giving me the Julie Andrews again. Yeah, keep going. Darrow's up there in Taree.
I'm Taree, but the mid-north coast is full of ferals. That's why I call it the Feral Express, public transport, and it fucking is. Anyway, I mean, I've got a 300 fucking kilo ice addict knocking on my door asking for rides. So they're everywhere.
Really? Yeah.
Anyway.
Look at Molly. You sent me a picture of Molly.
Keep going. I haven't even fucking started this story. So anyway, this couple, they got on, they sat behind me because I always sit down the end of the bus, you know, in case we have a head-on collision. That's my rationale. And they were talking away because they were both drunk, and they seemed to be kind of amicable up until the bloke took a mouthful of what she had. She must have had straight vodka in her hip flask or whatever, and he threw up. Goes, what's in there? Yeah, and he threw up on her and on the floor behind me.
Wow,
fucking vodka drinkers, I tell you. Anyway, and then for 4 hours on the coach. I heard this, you fucking cunt. And, oh, you got to come to me mum's tonight. And she goes, you fucking cunt. All the way to through Newcastle, all the way into, So fucking hell. And anyway, so then I got to the winner is Sydney.
You have to put up with that bullshit. That's on the XBT, right? You're on the XBT.
On the bus. The bus. Are you listening to what I'm saying, Rollo? There is no train.
Yeah, well, look, if people, like, you know, you say you fucking cunt, you know, in front of other people, you.
Oh, there was no, there was.
I would pull the bus over. And throw her ass out. And find your own way.
You would have been sitting there drinking vodka with them, Rollo. That's what you would have been doing. Anyway,
No way. I would have kicked them out. I get my car back at the end of this year, you know that.
You shouldn't, I'll just say that. At the end of this year. This is fucking my Rollo, no one's going to be alive.
I get my car back at the end of this year. I've lent it to my friend.
Rollo, what are you going to pair it with?
It's gas. Petrol. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
Rollo, I know you're pissed off with the price of diesel. Diesel stock.
They've run out of all fuel and diesel at the two service stations near me. They haven't got petrol or diesel. They've run out completely. Anyway, so then I had to go to fucking Sydney. Then yesterday, I had this pair of runners that I took with me because they're comfortable, but they got no tread on them. They're kind of the soft rubber thing that there's hardly any tread left. And it rained, and I had to like negotiate. You know what they've done to Sydney streets? They've covered them in granite, black granite. And when you put water on it, I reckon there's a conspiracy there to get rid of people. It's like being on an ice skate. So I had to walk like a little Chinese woman with foot binding to get anywhere across the road because I could break my leg. Then I went and brought a pair of cheap shoes from the op shop that were two sizes too small. And then I had to walk around in them last night and blah, 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 and fucking got lost in Ashfield. And oh, my God. And 40 minutes it took me to get back what would normally take me 15 minutes and a size shoes that are too small for me. I got blisters, That's my week, Rollo.
How do you get lost, though, in Asheville?
It's really easy because you know what they've done, Rollo? They've bulldozed some streets and they made them one ways and lame, and they put giant apartment buildings and literally closed off the ends of roads. So they've made what used to be really functional roads. This is 2030 agenda, and it was late at night and it started raining.
But don't you have a phone in your car, so it will tell you where to go?
Listening to me, I'm walking on. I haven't got a car in Sydney. There's no car.
Oh, right.
This is how drunk you are. Anyway, we'll keep going. We'll persevere. It won't last very long.
Yeah. Okay. So you're walking in Nashville. You're lost.
Yeah.
You don't know how to get home. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I switched my phone on and got the directions. But I was carrying a heavy bag and a box with beer and what else did I have in that? And for my food when I was walking. So I was like being...
All right. You had a huge bag of beers.
A backpack.
I
have to take my backpack with all my everything in it because I don't know. I might have stayed somewhere else or, you know, and it's my stuff at work and, you know, I've got some equipment in it. Just a little bit of, and I got lost. My shoes were too small and I was getting blisters and it took me 40 minutes and I was drenched in sweat
I'm so glad you got home. I mean, you sound perfect now. Your voice is perfect. I lost my voice the other week.
Was it hiding in the, I think
don't know why I lose my voice sometimes. I'm seriously like John Laws. And sometimes when you're on air and you don't want to, you don't want to lose your voice. You don't want to.
Can you imagine me?
You're basically shouting and nothing comes out. Nothing.
That's my nightmare, Roller.
It's a nightmare. I agree. Rick.
Yes.
It's the worst thing in the world when you wake up in the morning and you go, you cannot talk.
Can I tell you something real?
Anything.
Worse? What happened to my grandfather, my father's father? No, but luckily it was an adopted father, so otherwise I'd be very worried because it'd be genetic. Only thing that he loved doing was talking. He talked, before the internet, he had ham radio. Ham radio was the internet without. So you could talk to someone in Mexico. You'd be sitting in New Zealand with a huge amount of equipment. Well, guess what happened to him? He had a stroke one night and he lost the power of his speech till he died. He couldn't talk.
I would
be close to just going out and fucking finishing it off, you know, because can you imagine losing
finish yourself off, like suicide? Is that what you're talking about?
That's what I'd be implying, Rollo, yeah. Well, can you imagine, how would you cope? I mean, you can't start doing semaphore and Morse code and Aldous lamps to get the kind of conversation that we have, tapping away and flashing light.
Yeah.
No, it'd be...
God bless your grandfather got his voice back. I'm so happy about that.
He didn't get his voice back. He died unable to speak about 3 years later.
Oh.
He was completely unable to...
So he never got his voice back?
No.
Oh, my. Oh, man, that sucks. Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
It was a terrible story.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you. Thank you for cheering me up there, Rick, you fucking piece of fucking shit. I've got a picture of Molly Meldrum that you put on the balcony. Do yourself a favor. Not looking too good, Molly. I'm still glad Molly survived that. He went up a ladder or something at Christmas or something.
You don't believe that story at all?
I think
he's done it so he can never be tried and caught for any nefarious things.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
That's my theory. I'm a conspiracy theorist, brother. And I've got a pretty good fucking.
You're allowed to be one of those, especially on Rick and Rollo 72.
72.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back through.
RIP. RIP. Very important one. I saw a meme today.
Which one?
I saw a meme.
Who died?
Today. I saw a meme. Rollo.
Yeah.
Finish this story.
Yeah.
I saw a meme, a very funny meme on Facebook with a Grim Reaper on life support with a tube going down his throat, being beaten up badly because of who he just took, and it was Chuck Norris at 86 years of age.
Oh, we lost Chuck. Chuck Norris.
And everyone's
The ginger. Now, I remember him, 1973, with him with Bruce Lee. He had the ginger beard.
Way of the Dragon.
That's right. Oh my God! So we lost the big Chuck today. Oh my God! Rest in peace.
But don't you think? Because I'm telling you, I don't know. We'll talk about it on this. There is a level of stress going on, like you would not believe, on the internet and everything with what's going on with this fuel crisis and this war in Iran. Etc. Mm-hmm. Thanks to the Donald Trump and Bibi, mm-hmm. not Bridget Bardot. And the stories and everything. And so, can you imagine the thing to top it off? The one guy that everyone's that would never die. That would Chuck Norris. You know, there's so many Chuck Norris out there. He died today at 86. And as a couple of people have said, Dave Jay said the same thing. You got 86, you're out of here, because that's what you know. Hello, Chief.
Wow.
Hello, Chief, Agent 86, which means to get rid of.
You're talking about, now, what was his name? I remember back in the, what was that TV show called? Agent 86.
Get Smart.
That's right. And his name was, what was the actor that played him? Don Adams. I remember the day, listen. I remember the day that Don Adams died, mm-hmm. Chrissy almost lost her bottom set of teeth.
How? Because of Don Adams?
Because she had a really bad dentist. Yes. Anyway, she got a better one. And I sat in the parking lot for sorry to bore you with this story.
This is a good one.
Rick and Rollo.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
All right. Yeah, Rick and Rollo on truthmeets.com. We're having a great conversation. It is Saturday the 21st of March.
1972.
I think we're in 2026.
Episode 72, you imbecile.
Oh, episode 72, you imbecile. Oh, thank you. Every time you call me an imbecile, I always think Ray Hadley, yeah. What were you talking about? We were talking about Maxwell Smart.
Chuck Norris. The reason why I say 86 is because Maxwell Smart was named 86. And I never,
86. 80, if you want to 86 someone, it means to kill them.
Or just get rid of them. I think it's a military term. It came from the military.
It is a military term. 86. Remember 86, 45 or something, where they wanted to get rid of Donald Trump? So Donald Trump was 45 and he's 47, right?
Yeah, so it's 9/11. So he's got 9/11 on his head, which is...
He's 9/11, exactly. And they wanted to 86 him. They wanted to 86 him, but he's just got protection.
No, they didn't. They faked a fucking shooting. And it was one of the more pathetic fake shots ever. And they, I mean, there's so much in that that you know. Remember the guy took that.
Oh yeah,
photo,
you're talking about where the bullet clipped his ear, and you don't think that was real.
No, of course it wasn't, because then that guy took the photo, the same guy that took the photo of the flying shoe that hit George Bush, or nearly did, and it had a chemtrail.
Oh, that was hilarious.
As you can see, he's mysteriously had this high rate of his camera, and it took the bullet looked like a chemtrail going past Donald Trump's head. What a load of old cobblers. Sorry, those right. out there to believe that, but I don't believe it.
Well, there you go.
Psychologist.com. Psychologist.com.
I want to get back to Maxwell Smart, the actor. What was his Don name Adams. Again? I forget it. Don Adams. I the day he died.
Just by coincidence.
And I thought Chrissy was going to lose all her teeth. And wow. I kissed her right on the lips.
That was
and I was worried that she was going to, and she's still got all her teeth. She's still got her teeth.
Tell me, what kind of problem did she have that she would nearly lose all, you know?
She had a really bad dentist and put this wire thing around her mouth. What's it called? Braces or something? And he was a hack. He didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
Was he Chinese?
And her bottom mouth now, I've looked at it closely. Her teeth are perfect now. I think in the 70s, the guy just was a hack. He didn't know what he was doing.
I was talking to this Chinese chick. I don't know where it was. And she was crying and carrying on. And she was trying to tell me in broken English that her dentist had fucked her mouth up by putting in some kind of procedure like that. And it had made her whole jaw misaligned and she couldn't breathe properly. And the dentist wasn't admitting the fault. And she was crying because she was, you know, this guy had ripped her off. And, she didn't know what to do, and I was saying, I was trying to explain to her, you've got to go and see, you know, a medical fraud.
Yeah, a professional, someone who knows what they're fucking doing.
It was terrible. She was crying and trying to tell me about the
things. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
She couldn't speak English properly. And I was saying to her, I was really sad, terrible. And some Chinese doctor had done it, dentist had done the same kind of thing by the sound of it, put some kind of wire in the mouth. And it fucked her whole mouth up, yeah. So that's terrible. Anyway, we're back talking about Chuck Norris. Now I'm suggesting that
I want Chuck to hit me in the face.
The meme I saw with the Grim Reaper beaten up and on life support because he took Chuck Norris. I thought that was so funny.
I haven't seen the meme. Let's have it.
No, because I didn't share it. I just saw it. I said, I can't. It'll be out.
Yeah. I like Chuck Norris because he's a ginger, and there's not too many gingers out there. He had a ginger beard.
He's definitely wearing a rug in a couple of photos I've seen that is not his own
hair. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But it looked natural beforehand, but... He was an American martial artist. And yeah, he became famous because this is interesting that Way of the Dragon.
What was the TV show that he was well known for?
The Sheriff.
Let's look it up.
Yeah, but anyway, back to what I'm saying, which is way more interesting. So during they filmed Way of the Dragon in 1974. And that was the year Bruce Lee died. And so they had to do that same thing as they had to do with on Russell Crowe when Oliver Reed died. But they didn't have that technology.
Oh, yeah.
But they just had to have other, you know, it wouldn't be hard to find 900 people that looked like Bruce Lee from an angle, but not many, because he was a really good-looking Chinese guy. I think he was mixed. I don't know if he was pure Chinese, was he? but he was very handsome Chinese, you know, like he wasn't what you call.
Oh, yeah, yeah, a big time.
And he was very photogenic, let's say that.
So, Chuck Norris. So.
It was called something,
let's have a look here. We go.
Not Grizzly Adams. What did he play? He played that. He was a sheriff on TV.
It was
show.
Called Walker Texas, Texas Ranger. Yeah, that's the TV show I remember him from.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
But what were you saying before? He
fought Bruce Lee in that movie, and Bruce Lee killed. I think Bruce Lee kills him in that battles in that martial arts scene. But Bruce Lee had died.
Yeah, that's right.
They were filming it, so they had to do a lot of camera angles and things like that to finish the scene. So that scene was actually like very much like when again Oliver Reed died or any star.
That's right. You were saying Oliver Reed. He died at trying to outdrink some young people or something.
Some English sailors.
And he was on the set of
Gladiator.
What was it called? Gladiator. Yeah.
Lucky I'm sober.
The stupid bastard.
Yeah, what an idiot.
He cost Ridley Scott $5 million or something.
Yes, it was something really.
They didn't have the finish. They haven't finished the scenes.
Can you imagine?
Oh
my!
I would have been on the phone going, "What the fuck?"
That reminds me of how on the movie Wag the Dog, when what's his name, Dustin Hoffman, is the director, keeps saying. That's nothing. I was on a movie and it keeps bringing up past dramas that he's been through when he's filming a film.
Wag the Dog.
I've already talked all about Wag the Dog.
The other movie that I was just thinking of the other day? Not Amber Heard, because you fancy Amber Heard. She's still with us. Anne Hensch. Do you remember her, Anne Hensch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was in a movie with Dustin Hoffman, a plane crashed.
Oh, another one.
It was a classic. It was a really good movie. Anne Hensch. She was on cocaine. She did so much cocaine that night. And then drove into a wall and it was called The Accidental Hero.
Okay, I've never seen it.
I thought the movie was fantastic, Rick.
Can you hear me opening beers up?
Oh yeah, have you got a beer in your hand? What's in your hand? What's in your hand?
Thanks, Rollo.
A better beer.
Better beer, one of the greatest beers I've ever had.
Ask me what's in my hand.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to be Kreskin, the amazing Kreskin. I'm suggesting you're holding a bottle of Aldi vodka. A glass. No, you've got, I see your own face on the thing you're holding. It's a Yeti. It's a Yeti with your photo on it that I took. I just have to say that. You're holding it and it's got vodka, lime, and maybe soda. Am I right there? Jeez,
I've got a Yeti from my best friend. His name's Belzette or Joel. Yeah, exactly. And it's full of vodka, lime. If you say that like that, you remind me of Jessica Tandy. That movie? With Morgan Freeman.
Who? I'll say this again. My son, Norbert, is going to have a lunch with in about a month's time. The director of Driving Miss Daisy.
Yeah.
Bruce Beresford. who did not win an Oscar.
Bruce Barrister. There you go. You thought of it.
Having a meeting with him, just him. Yeah. There's three of them. Three of them having lunch, and Bruce Beresford's the third guy. So there could be, you know what? You never know. He, with a contact like Bruce Beresford giving him some advice, he could be directing us in
Does he want to be? Does he want to be famous? Does he want to be a movie star?
No. Well, he could because he can act and he can act and sing and dance and do everything, Norbert. Mm. But he's a
I can still never understand why Bruce Beresford never got even a nomination for driving Mistake.
The only movie that ever directed itself.
Mm.
They always say that because everyone won an Oscar except for him.
I love it when Jessica Tandy just grabs Morgan Freeman's. It still makes me cry to this day. Yeah. But there were better movies at the time. I mean, do you remember the movie? What was that movie? What was the movie that won the best? It's called Shakespeare in Love. Do you remember Gwyneth Shakespeare? Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah, but which should have won that year? It was definitely the Tom Hanks movie with where they went World War II movie.
Yeah, it's Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan.
What a lot of old cobblers there! That they made out that those Americans that pulled into Omaha were getting met by the elite of the German army. And in actual fact, in real life, the people that were defending that beach were a whole lot of dad's army, conscripted dad's army types, and the whole lot of 16-year-old junior, boy scouts. They never met anything like that bullshit story, all those machine guns going off and they're all getting hit as they pull in there. My brother and my father were at that beach and they stayed there for 2 weeks. And my father is an absolute, he goes out looking for things. He's a fossicker. Did he find a single fucking bit of shrapnel or bullets or whatever in the beach? Not a fucking sausage. Nothing happened. They just pulled in there. That whole movie, Saving Private Ryan, was an absolute lie about D-Day and that particular thing. Yep. Sorry to have to break it to people out there. But, that was it. I heard your lighter going off. Are you lighting a match?
So Shakespeare in Love definitely deserved it.
No, I didn't see that movie, but I did enjoy the battle scene. I love that.
The battle scene is amazing.
But did it happen? No. It didn't happen like that. It was they just pulled in there and they had no opposition whatsoever. They had a whole lot of old, 70-year-old men and 16-year-old boy scouts trying to defend a beach that was getting swamped by the cream of America's special forces.
Well, let's move on. Yeah. I mean that's
sorry to ruin
No. I mean it's okay to ruin
a spoiler.
Spoiler alert. All right, where are we here?
I won't be talking about the Oscars, which I did not watch.
Talk about the Oscars.
So I haven't mentioned it before, but what's her name? The Australian actress.
Margot Robbie.
No. That she was nominated. Rose Byrne.
Rose Byrne. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. She was a star of Two Hands, the movie which I was on back in the day.
That's right. Yeah, Two Hands. You worked on that. Yeah.
Yeah, I was a lot of stuff on that movie. Anyway, when people say, all these actresses and all that, they're all from a special bloodline and they're all whatever. Rose Byrne is from Balmain. And I know her brother, George, which is the same as George Byrne. Not really nice guy. And you'll see him actually in a lot of photos with her because I think she went to the Golden Globes with him instead of her husband, that Italian actor that I don't like a lot. That's her husband. Anyway, she is a normal person. Her father used to drink at Dick's Hotel in Balmain, and he was always doing the crossword in there. And she is from a normal family. Somehow she, with her own acting chops, got into Hollywood, and she was an X-Men. She was after Two Hands. Hanging out with Heath Ledger wouldn't have been a bad thing. She got nominated for an Oscar for a movie called If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. It didn't win.
It still makes me cry that Heath died so young. But Rose Byrne is what does she look like now? Is she still
beautiful?
Hot?
Beautiful. She's about 45 years of age, I guess. 40. She all three. So there's her older brother George, and she's got a sister, an older sister. And they just grew up in Balmain in a very working class environment. But she is very good looking.
When it comes to Australian actors, I love what was that one from Home and Away or Neighbours? What was his name?
Craig McLaughlin?
Not Craig McLaughlin. No, not Heath Ledger. What was his name?
Guy Pearce.
He really did well, didn't he, Guy Pearce?
Yeah, and I was on a film with him and that really sexy. Well, I can't remember what's her name. She's an Australian actress that's in a lot of TV shows, like good TV shows. I was on a film and I had to pretend to be it was at Paddington Markets, and him.
So you made it. You made it on screen.
Possibly I should watch that film actually, because I probably would have. Because I just had a T-shirt on. I wasn't wearing the normal black military fucking scary uniform that we used to have.
Yeah, that's right. Because you were security, right? That's all you had to do.
On that film, I was it. And Guy Pearce. And what's her name? She was in. She's really sick. I find her extremely good looking. She was in that, what was that film, about the high school.
Sorry, man. I can't help you. One of my best friends, do you remember he was knocking around with that beautiful woman, DK, Darren Kennelly.
We just dropped me, just said his name. DK.
Yeah, but he doesn't mind. He doesn't mind.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
You're listening to Rock and Rillo, is that their name? Yes. And it's on 72th episode on the 21st, is it? 21st of March 2026. And I'm 10 and I'm going to go and clean me mop, and I've just been mopping the studios at truthmeets.com. Community radio for the stars.
Thank you. All right, Ken. All right, Ken. Fuck off, Ken. one of my best friends. Look, he doesn't mind being doxed or whatever. Darren Kennelly. He knocked around with this beautiful bird in Sydney. What was her name? The most beautiful woman.
Sophie Monk. Yeah.
That was his terrible girlfriend.
Man. Yeah, she's
oh my God. Do you see that photo? I posted it and then you deleted it. That's right, remember? Because it probably shouldn't be put on.
No, I think there's actually lots of nude photos of her on the internet anyway, because she's got a gear off quite a lot. But she has got a spectacular body.
Obviously, oh my God, her beautiful long legs.
She'd be Swedish or Nordic of some form because she's got blonde. She's natural blonde.
Oh,
got dark, tan skin and very nice memories and
her hips. Boom. Let's go back to that movie, The Substance. Have you watched it yet? Have you watched the movie, The Substance?
I'll watch it tomorrow, Roland.
You've got to watch it because at the beginning of it, you get to see all the women with their beautiful bums, their beautiful boobs.
Demi
Moore's boobs. You get to see she basically. A minge.
Good.
Yeah. Like, seriously.
They can just be wearing
it was
fucking
classy. Boots. It was classy.
Like, they can be wearing rubber nude suits.
Oh, well, maybe.
I've got them. Can I tell you?
She didn't do Hustler. She didn't do Hustler where, you know, you actually see Gash. You don't see Gash.
Like what's the name did in the smoking advert movie I call it. There's an advert, basically a giant advert for cigarette smoking is Basic Instinct movie.
Oh, Basic Instinct, that's right. Where you see what was her name? Her name Sharon Stone, was it? Yeah, yeah, you so see her go.
When I watched that movie, I gave up smoking for 10 years when I was 20.
Really?
Stopped completely. And I can remember, as you know, when you're a smoker, you can tell when people are trying to get you to smoke by when you watch a movie. If you watch that film,
someone's joined us. Sorry.
Let me finish the story, Rolly. I might be, what's her name? With a nice voice.
Hello?
From,
hello?
Can you
see me there?
Fantastic. Yeah, it's Emu.
Emu, come and join us.
Well, she can when she pops in. She might be busy, but she's in the room. But anyway.
I remember. Listen.
Where's Rollo? I'm finishing my story, so shut the fuck up. I don't need to. I'm just telling you, shut up. When I watched Basic Instinct, I got that found that most of that movie was actually encouraging you to smoke. And I'm also seeing that now on watching a couple of new shows that Pluribus is definitely pro-smoking.
When you
watch them light a cigarette up and they focus on that you can hear the burn of the cigarette.
I agree.
When you're an ex-smoker, you know that is making you want to go and have one every time. And back in the day, when you went to the movies before the videos came out, you would be sitting in the movie and you weren't allowed to smoke. After about 1977 or 8, they banned smoking in movies because you used to be able to light up and smoke away in the movies back in those days.
That's right. I agree.
But when Sharon Stone's, when what's his name? Douglas, not Kurt, his son, Michael, says, she goes, "You want a cigarette?" And he goes, "I've given up." And she just turns around and the camera focuses on the face. She goes, "It won't last." And she lights up and you hear the and you know that is making every single person at the
movie. It sounds like the way you're doing it, it sounds like a bong snort.
Oh, they're adding in, just, I'm telling you, once you know this, watch how many, when they're filming or someone smoking, have a listen. Mm-hmm. They actually have the sound of the cigarette. This is kind of this electronic kind of sound they put in, the sound of a cigarette getting dragged on.
Awesome. Have you finished the whole thing?
No, I've been working, Rollo, walking around with shoes too small.
I'm trying to get through Severance. Severance.
That should be hard.
Pluribus. I thought Pluribus was great. I really did. And Severance. Oh,
I'm getting on.
I don't want to rush it. I don't want to rush it.
Do not rush it because it is an absolutely fantastic show. And Ben Stiller is a talent without any doubt whatsoever. If he's the guy,
I agree. Yeah, I agree. He directed most of them. Yeah.
I thought Halle was extraordinarily beautiful. And she had
Run. I always think of Run Lola Run with her.
The way she speaks, she's got this particular way that attracts me to women. Mm. They have a certain way that they talk, and there's a very sensual kind of sound to it. And that actress that plays Halle, who's probably on the wrong side of 30, should be 40 in the 40s.
You wanted a man to be the main star of Pluribus, didn't you?
Why? Because I don't identify with a hero as a woman. I want a man that I can identify with. I do not identify with females. I cannot identify with that woman as a hero. I don't care if
When I started, I just went, well, here you go. It's not woke. It's just
not woke.
An awesome story where, now, again, have you finished it yet or not?
No, I've watched 3 episodes.
Because I don't want to, episode 7 and episode 9 should be reversed.
Okay, well, Julie Andrews about that one, please. Do not talk, I don't want to hear it because otherwise I won't bother.
Episode 7 and episode 9. All they needed to do was reverse those two. Yeah.
I've just finished the grenade one, which I thought was interesting.
The grenade one, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I don't want to spoil it too much. I'll give you something. Ready?
Yeah, go.
It's when.
No. Rollo.
Carol goes.
No, Rollo. Don't fucking ruin it because I want to watch it. You don't talk about it.
I won't ruin it then.
Move on. Rick and Rollo. No spoiler.
Did Carol join us? Not Carol.
Carol. Yeah, she's probably listening.
Tell her to open up her mic. Rollo.
She's listening in. When she can talk, she'll talk. Just move on.
What's her name? Let's have a look.
Rollo. It's Emu Dance.
Emu Dance. Come and join us. Come on,
Rollo.
Come on, sweetheart.
This is how this is as high level drunk as Rollo gets. He doesn't understand anything that I'm saying, and he'll say, "Oh, so were you driving around Sydney?" No, I was walking around Sydney, Rollo. So what's the actress I'm talking about? So it was, she was in Heartbreak Kid. That's it. Look up Heartbreak Kid, Rollo.
Heartbreak Kid. Give me a sec. Where's my phone?
She was in this random movie with Guy Pearce, and I was working on it at Paddington Markets in 1999, whatever.
So I saw him.
And he looked a bit up himself. He was another one of those up himself actors, as most actors are. But the actress that played the romantic part, she's actually in a lot of stuff at the moment. Still, she Heartbreak Kid starred and became a TV show called Heartbreak High later on. And this particular actress.
Heartbreak Kid. Is a romantic comedy, mostly famous, the 2007 Peter and Bobby Farrelly film.
The Heartbreak Kid is an Australian movie we're talking about. And she's
Australian. Heartbreak Kid, Australian. Okay, that's all right.
I'll find it.
I'll do it before you do.
But you don't.
It was about
a teacher falling in love with a pupil, which is typical.
Oh, okay, really? Yeah. Well, I fell in love with a teacher of mine when I was a kid. Really? Oh, here we go. The Heartbreak Kid, 1993. Is that the one?
1993.
Okay. Okay. No. Fresh out of college.
Yes, it would be. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just read this for you. A romantic comedy by Michael Jenkins, who Richard Bennett also wrote the script, Claudia Carvin.
That's her, Claudia Carvin.
I
found her very sexy. And her, so she grew up in
Kings Cross. I've always thought Claudia Carvin was sexy.
Yeah. I think she's still good looking, you know. She'd be in her 50s now.
Some women never lose their looks. Look, no. I even just before what was that, the one that I really liked, the really beautiful French actress, Bridget Bardot. Yeah. She still looked sexy just before she died.
She looked like an 89-year-old woman, but she was extraordinarily beautiful when she was young. To me,
amazingly amazing.
Yeah, I've got this amazing book. It's from 1962. It's a rare book too. Let's see if I find it. And it's just basically. Oh, here it is. Here, it's called Simone de Beauvoir, Brigitte Bardot with photographs, and it's just black and white photos of her when she was about 21 or 22, 23, whatever.
Wow.
And my God, that woman was so everything about her was, she outdoes, Elle Macpherson was pretty sexy, but not Brigitte.
She was. Elle Macpherson had long legs, but Brigitte Bardot,
honestly
was the prettiest. You just want to kiss her on the lips and give her a big hug and a nice fuck.
Kiss her on the lips. Yeah, absolutely.
But Claudia Carvin was okay.
Yeah, she's not Brigitte Bardot.
No, she's not Brigitte Bardot. I mean, who's the best looking man in your opinion?
Well, Someone else
to join us. Hello? Hello? Hey, is that Ab?
1-3-10-6-7-7-4-9-2-2-0.
G'day, buddy. Thanks for joining us. Hey, Rick, we've got Ab joined us. Yeah,
g'day. I can hear. It's 7:14, so it must be, what's the time in Canada? 5:00 in the morning?
4:14.
Far out, man. that's an achievement. I'll just say that. I couldn't even open my mouth. I'll give you a report on the situation in Australia. It's terrible.
Please. Why? What's wrong? Is it snowing?
There's no diesel. There's no.
Really? No. I thought. Where do you guys? Do you guys have any of your own refineries?
No. We got rid of everything.
You don't have any refinery, so where does your fuel come from?
At Singapore. It gets refined in Singapore.
That's right.
That little tiny island has refineries?
What's
seriously?
That,
that little tiny territory has their own refineries?
Yes. It's a central business hub for the whole of Asia, Ab. It's not a I've been there. It's not what I call. It might be tiny to you, but it's a. It's got the biggest buildings I've ever seen. It's completely dominated by. It was opened by the Dutch East India and British East.
No, I realize. I just don't know the size of the territory, so it's a big place. Okay.
We only had three refineries over here in the Sydney area, and they're all. It was Balmain, Kurnell out at. Cronulla Way and one other, and they shut them down. And New Zealand shut their two down that they had, and people complained about it. But this is all part of the global agenda. And so now,
California has. Did you want to hear something funny?
Good.
California did the same. Do you know where California is getting their gas from? I think it's getting it from the Bahamas. So the ships are literally going through the Panama Canal from the Bahamas all the way to California because that's the cheapest way for them to route their fuel. The brokers are using that. How crazy is that?
No.
So instead of having it right there in your backyard, it's cheaper with all the taxes and all the BS in California to send it around the world. Yeah, it's globalism. I get it.
And it's completely, it's like the most ridiculous thing possible, but it's happening. And so in Australia, we run on diesel. Australia does not use, the trucks are on diesel. We're vast tracts of land.
Big trucks are always on diesel.
So this agenda is the big one. This is bigger than COVID. COVID is going to be nothing compared to what's coming. We are going to see.
Well, wait, Trump's, I just heard that in the last half hour of the market, which kind of caught me, it shot up on Friday here. And that's because Trump said the war is over soon, and so did BB.
He's dead.
So maybe you got relief coming.
He's dead. Ab. He's AI now.
Everyone wishes, but
well, he's AI. Well, you've seen the AI stuff, and which is everywhere now.
It's pretty weak. Pretty weak.
Yeah, that was definitely AI though. That was not him. That was you saw the coffee. He has a big mouthful of coffee and he puts it down. It's completely the same level. And the comments I'm seeing, no one's being fooled by anything, but the normal people out there are now saying that Netanyahu's dead and he's an AI dummy. It's just, this is big though. This is the biggest thing that's ever happened since COVID. 6 years to the day, 6 years to the day almost, we've gone now into a major social change. Diesel, there's no diesel between me and I just, luckily I filled up, last week.
How much a liter?
$3 something or other. Yeah.
Yeah, it's over, it's $2.20 Canadian. I know your dollar's a little weaker versus the US dollar. It's a little weaker.
It's going to get a lot weaker. Well, a lot weaker.
Well, ours is weak too. It's always weak, but it's probably on purpose, but. Mm. Yeah, we're very similar. Your dollar's a little more volatile.
Yeah, well, all I can say is that we're on the way to food shortages and the destruction of all the people that are living inland of the coast and away from cities. They're not getting any fuel. They're going to have to start moving into the big cities. This is the Klaus Schwab.
I agree with that concept. That is always, that's the long-term goal. That's not an issue. That's going to happen. Mm. I agree that that's going to happen. Now, I wanted to catch you before I forget, just in case you don't come on my show tomorrow.
I might do something, but I'm not, as I said, I sent you a message. I'm not being tagged onto a show with some of the dummies you've got on there, particularly Linda Curtis at the moment. This just fucking annoys me. It won't be happening.
Rig and roll.
Truth Meets, supported by listener donations at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
TruthMeets.com would like to thank our major supporters this month. Rollo, Susie, and Henrik. Thank you all.
You're listening to Rick and Rollo, episode number 72. Can you believe it? On the 21st March 2026. And we're talking to the Folkologist for now. And
Ab. From Folkologist. Now let's talk about Linda Curtis. What's the issue?
Anyone that's denying, and even Ab's another one, and the other fucking idiot IPS, trying to say that there's no such thing as weather manipulation. You're on the wrong show to try and say that doesn't exist. We're seeing this horrific stuff in the sky. The horrific stuff in the sky.
What are you seeing? You got any pictures?
Ab, do you want to stay on here or get told to fuck off? Because it's not—you're not far off.
Ab, you're very
drinky
today.
Ab, no.
Rick, what are you drinking today?
Ab, we've got dude. You're on our show. Do you want to go or do you want to stay? Because you're not far off.
You're welcome. I haven't said anything.
Yes, you are. Ab,
what's going on with Rick today?
You said Blondie.
Ab, do yourself a favor. do yourself a favor, and I would say go, because I'll never be back on your channel.
No, no, no. Let him stay.
Rick has gone ballistic.
Yeah, and well, Rick.
Weather manipulation is a real thing, okay? Understand that. You're on Rick and Roller. You're coming on here. If you want to say it's fake, go back over to your own show and get.
I never even brought it up. I was going to ask you something else. Well, I'm not going to ask you now. No. It's okay. I'm going to save it for the fakeologist show, because Rick is very testy today.
Everybody be quiet. Everybody be quiet. It's like
Rick is on fire. Rick, are you drinking?
Kyle
and Jackie O had a big fight. Kyle and Jackie O had a big fight the other week. Listen, and
I didn't come here for an argument. I came here for a good time.
Well, I know.
You're coming on here, and I was talking about Linda.
Actually, I just came on to say hi to Rollo. I knew you're AWOL from Fakeologist. So I was just coming here to say hi to Rollo.
Hey,
Rollo, how are you?
You're coming on to our show.
All right.
Ab, do you want to get deleted and fucked off? Because that's where you're going. You're just stirring up.
Rollo, am I going to be deleted?
Julie Andrews.
Yeah, Julie Andrews, to you too.
To you.
Julie Andrews.
Rick, be quiet for a sec.
Julie Andrews, be quiet for a sec.
Let me talk to Ab for a second. Be quiet.
Hi, Rollo. Okay.
You're not too bad.
Are you Julie Andrews? Are you going to Julie Andrews Rick?
I did. No. I just did it then.
No, he didn't.
Oh, awesome.
Hey,
Ab, do Rick, yourself Rick, up, man. Rick, fuck Rick. Off. You're ruining our show. This is a Rick and Rollo show. We're talking about movies and TV shows. It's not a Fakeologist show. So go away and just fucking go to your own channel.
Please be quiet, Rick.
Go away.
Give me a sec to talk to Ab. Ab, what's going on? What do you want to talk to me about?
How you been? How's everything? How's your life? Wife?
My life is fantastic. I've got my dog in front of me. I've just been so happy. Life has been so good to me.
What about the golf ball?
So what do you want to talk about? What's life up there like in Ontario, the North Shore?
I don't want to interrupt the flow of the show, but I guess it's too late. So.
No, you're allowed to.
We were talking away.
I already have. I was just here to have a good time, say hi, and Rick has gone ballistic.
Because
I don't know what happened to Rick this week.
Ab, we've already been on here for an hour talking about my week. Okay. What I'm saying
is. I was asleep, Rick. I'm sorry. I was asleep.
Anyone.
Please forgive me.
Anyone.
Forgive him. Forgive him, Rick.
No. He's antagonistic and he thinks he's being.
No, he's antagonistic. Wow.
Your Honor,
what's going on with Rick today?
Ab, go away, man. Go away. We were having a great conversation there. You just ruined the whole flow. Go over there and
talk to Linda. Rick,
don't talk to Linda.
Rick,
don't talk to Linda.
Chill the fuck out. I'm not having
people that deny basic things that we're seeing in our sky.
What's Rollo's take on that?
He's fucking drunk.
I was in Ireland, and I saw plenty of what do you call it? What do they call them?
The
lines in the sky. What are they called? They're called chemtrails. I saw plenty of them. They didn't hurt me.
They're not meant to hurt you. They're blocking out the sun. They're doing all sorts of things. They're just testing bits and pieces. It's a thing that's been going on, but that's caused a lot of damage in Australia. And now we're going to have food shortages because the inland areas around me have got flooded. There's no food. The farmers couldn't even put their tractors on the land because the rain got manipulated. Oh, it's horrific. Mm. But I'm here to talk about real stuff. And Ab, over there in his channel, he's got Linda's another one who's an IPS cult member. Just absolutely deny it. And now, it doesn't meet with the flow for the show, Ab. You're just coming on here when this is what...
Actually, I never brought it up. Actually, you didn't bring it up, Rick. You did.
Yeah, well, so what? This is Rick and Rollo's show. I can talk the fuck about whatever I want. Do you understand?
Absolutely. Is this a recording or is this... Am I being punked?
No.
Oh, okay.
It certainly, Rick certainly seems a little bit. Remember Ab when you spoke to Simon Tracker about the collapse of the towers?
We were talking about Oscars and stuff like that. That's the Oscars, show.
That's right.
The Oscars. Mm. We're talking about the Oscars and the actress and actress.
I watched a bit of that. I watched a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of Conan O'Brien? Do you think Conan O'Brien did a good job or not?
I think I heard he got panned. He got panned is what I heard. He was okay. I watched the opening there. It was okay.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. The only thing I didn't like was they spelt Loretta Swit name wrong.
They missed half the dead people. They left out a bunch of dead people.
That's Rollo. That was the AI that does that.
Yeah, the AI. Yeah. Who were the dead people? Ab. Who were the dead people that they missed?
There are at least three that the No Agenda show mentioned. Was one of them Richard Chamberlain? They forgot or left out?
No. Richard Chamberlain was definitely mentioned. Yeah.
When did he die?
Definitely.
Did he die this year?
2025.
Hmm. Yeah, that's right.
I didn't even know that. There you go.
He was so gorgeous. He was such a gorgeous guy. I remember him in The Tower. Inferno. Go again, Ab.
Did you have a crush on him?
Oh, big time. I remember him in a movie or in a TV show called Shogun in 1980. Okay. I absolutely thought he was just gorgeous.
That was James Clavell.
You're right, James Clavell.
They bring up the power of the Pope, and he took in that script or in that novel. When the Pope controls you, and the Japanese were told there's someone that controls the whole planet. It's the Pope.
That's it.
That was the whole gist of that whole Shogun thing. Very interesting.
I loved it.
Anyway, so he died. I didn't even know that. There you go. That's interesting.
Oh, he was super handsome. Like, if you want to think of handsome men, you think of like Robert Redford or there were so many beautiful men back in the day.
Jane Fonda was complaining that she didn't get to talk about Robert Redford. Who did the honors of talking about it was somebody else who was only in one movie with them. I remember that.
What was her name? They called her, what was it?
She was complaining about that.
Jane. They called her something.
Hanoi Jane,
that's right. Good on you, Ab. Yeah, Hanoi Jane.
Oh, Rick got it. Rick got it.
Rollo is blind drunk tonight.
There's gambling going on in here? What movie is that from, guys? There's gambling going on here?
Casino. Is that the movie you're thinking of? Casino.
It's an older movie. Very old. Black and white. I think it's Bogart. There's gambling going on.
The Maltese Falcon.
Oh, Boga. He died of lung cancer, didn't he? He just smoked too many cigarettes.
He's very little, apparently. He was another one of those actors that had actresses stand in trenches while he stood on a box.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he? Yeah. Is that right? Oh, yeah. Humphrey Bogart. What a guy, man. What was that? What was the best movie he was in? Do you remember? Maltese Falcon?
No, that might have been someone else. No, he was in Casablanca.
Casablanca, there you go. You got it.
He played Rick.
Yeah, you got it.
Rick. No, he played Rick in Casablanca.
Rick, your name. Yeah, so you got it.
Apparently so.
Yeah, Casablanca. What a fucking great movie that was. It was in black and white, right? Like it wasn't in color.
Going forward. What I'm saying to Ed, the reason I don't want to go on to his 16 to 18 hour mega chats is I don't want to be on a show with people that are completely contradicting anything I say 10 hours later. I just want to do something. If I say something, you know, talk about what's really going on in Australia and how bad things are going to get possibly, and they really are looking grim because the inland, the farmers are not getting supplied with any diesel. And so all of a sudden, the food.
That is bad.
Well, it's happening. And then what's happening, the media hype on Facebook using, and this is the big, you know, we're talking about the major companies like the Daily Mail or whatever, you know, Channel 9, Channel 7 or whatever. They're just putting negative, like things like there's going to be food shortages, there's going to be this. So they're trying to rev up public.
We're not getting that here. Well, we are here.
This is the problem. So that's my problem. You can't. You're not here. You don't see the skies that I'm seeing.
I'm not.
Okay. So if you come over here,
I'm in Canada.
I will give you free accommodation for as long as you like at my house, Ed. You can come over here.
Thank you, Rick.
Free accommodation. I've got two free bedrooms.
Wow.
Two free bedrooms. And you can come here and you can see what I see going on. Now, that's what my problem with Linda is. Linda's in the fucking Ozarks.
Is Linda invited?
What's that?
She's more than invited.
I'd rather have, to be honest.
Linda's in the room. She can unmute. Linda's here.
Linda can come over and do some gardening at my house. And then.
Linda's not here, is she?
No, Rollo's drunk. He's probably seeing things.
Okay.
So no, I'm extremely
Linda's here.
And sorry, Ab, shut. Sorry, Rollo, shut the fuck up. I'm talking to Ab.
Oh,
thank you, man.
Oh no, thank you, Rick. Thank you.
No, but he needs to be told because he's so drunk.
I'm being told.
You're
being told.
I love it.
Rollo's being told. What I see, and what other people see. And someone that's in another country is telling me.
Sorry, Emu Dan. Emu Dan.
Emu's in the room. Oh, she's sweet.
She can unmute.
Rollo, she's listening in. She's probably doing her motherly duties. So just leave her alone.
Oh, is that what she's doing? All right. My bad.
She's feeding the baby.
I am offering Ab and his entire family, if they want, to come and stay at my house anytime.
Good on you.
You've gone from that to fantastic. Thank you.
No, because Ab, I'm a
I knew I should have stayed. You are. I'm a passionate person.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. In exactly 1 week, it'll be my 8th year. On that day on fakeholders.com.
And Rick, be told, I meant to split off the part where we talked for the first 2 hours, but I got completely mixed up and confused and confabulated because I got behind in my work and now there's a lost episode. People are complaining I double posted and I'm so far behind in all my stuff that I didn't have a chance to figure it out.
until today, I've never asked you personally to keep them separate to make a bit of
confusion. I would have. That was my intention because it was too hard.
Well, I apologize for being as volatile.
It's fine. It's okay. I like your passion. But no, that is the truth. That is the absolute truth. I did mean to segregate it. I even posted it as Rick and Ab. And then someone said you reposted the same show. And I thought, wow, someone actually listened. So now I got to figure out from my raw archives where the heck it is. Because you also said the wrong date on that day. So that makes it even harder to figure out what day. Because you come on every week. So now I think...
Well, this is the problem. You come on fresh at 4:30 in the morning, and
I'm fresh.
I've been up since
you're 5 dead. A.m. Yeah, you're dead.
Walking the streets of Sydney with a fucking backpack on. That one of the streets.
The streets of London. Yes, streets.
So you've been up for 14 hours at that point. Is that what you're saying?
And I've had to be on a train with the general public who are now.
That's a big thing.
I now support Klaus Schwab's agreement to remove half the planet because I've actually had to deal with half the planet.
Yeah, you mix it up with the hoi polloi. I get you, Rick. I get you. I voluntarily took Toronto's new transit line to pack myself in like a sardine on our new transit line. And I'm with you on that. They have a brand new LRT and the speaker was crackling. And I thought, who checked the speaker? Like every speaker was crackling, like you know when they announced the stations. And I thought, come on, guys.
Yeah, no, it's
not with you. And your elbow, shoulder to shoulder, jowl to jowl, and you got to smell every single smell of every single person.
Well, if you'd listened to what I started with, I was on a bus for 5 hours with a guy drinking vodka, vomiting over himself and his girlfriend.
Oh, my. Rollo? That wasn't Rollo. What was he doing on the bus?
No.
He's jacking.
It was a
He's jacking. He's jacking.
No, I'm not joking. Rollo, I'm not joking. The guy vomiting over him and his girlfriend.
But it wasn't me.
Rollo, can I just tell you, the last time I came and sat with you drinking, you vomited over yourself, not over anyone else. And I said, my own children at 5 months of age didn't perform that much. Mm. They throw up over everyone else, but not over themselves. You didn't even bother to get up and throw up over your fence. You just vomited over yourself. And I said to you that night, that is the behavior.
I'm 56 and I couldn't be bothered moving. I know that you were ashamed of me. Yeah, it was disgusting.
I told you.
And look, I'd never done it. Rick and Rollo.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or you're affiliated.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
All right. Yeah, so Truth Meets. So come on.
Jeez.
7:40 in the evening.
Today is Rick. This is
21st episode number 76.
72.
We're talking with Rick and from near Port Macquarie, and we're here, Ab from the north. 72. That's right. Ontario. And Ab from the north shore of Lake Ontario, Toronto, Canada. So we are. And we're all getting on. We're all getting out. And we've all Emu Dance, who's got young children, who's just listening in, might open
a baby.
So, what were you talking about? I know. I don't have one, except unless you call Rosie my baby.
We're talking about people. That are so lazy or inept, they can't get up and throw up in a toilet. like you and this idiot sitting behind me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we were talking about, I wouldn't throw up in the toilet. Yeah, that's right.
Are there toilets on the transit?
On the bus.
Sydney?
Yes, the bus.
That's pretty good.
This is an intercity bus I was on because I've cancelled the trains so they can renovate them. Our trains, I'll say this now, have not got chargers to charge your phone. They have not got Wi-Fi on them like every other country in the world.
Really?
Particularly China. No. These are fucking 1980s garbage trains. It's horrific. Horrific. And we're in the third world.
The ones here in Newcastle have got, they've got USB chargers.
You had to take the bus. You took the bus. How long does the 4-hour train, you said the train ride is 6 hours. So how long is the bus ride?
5 hours.
Longer? Shorter.
Shorter. Well, no, because it's the same. What it does, it picks you up and there's four of them because they've shut down one of the trains so they can renovate it to do whatever. I have to get on it because I cannot afford to pay. I'm not paying $3 something a litre to drive to Sydney. I can get it for $50. I can get a one-way ride there on a train. But I've had to put up for the last 2 days with the general public, people vomiting over people. And then on the way back to this afternoon, I had 15 school children with their teachers behind me, and I'm talking about teenagers that are just of a magnitude of dumb that I've never heard before. Their teachers are as stupid as them. They had three teachers.
Yeah, I was listening. I'm with you on that. They're the teenagers the last year.
I was listening to their conversation, and normally you expect the teacher to sound kind of erudite and educated and better. The teachers sounded as stupid as the pupils. And I've had to do this.
Yeah.
So I've had 12 hours on public transport. I'm in no position to be nice tonight. That's what I said to Rollo when we started, that I'm just like a
I would have been more careful coming in. Rick is on fire.
Rick's red hot
tonight. I don't blame you, Rick.
Rick,
you must be so aggravated.
Did the teachers have blue hair and a earring through their noses? Like a
rainbow
flag. Through their septum?
Imbeciles.
That's right. Thank you, Ray. Ray Adley.
They'd been at a Coffs Harbour. They were a troop of dancers, can you believe it, from a Coffs Harbour high school. On a some kind of intercity trip for 5 days in Sydney, and I'm just listening to the way that they talk to their pupils and the way their pupils talk to them, and I'm going, I can't tell which one's dumber, you or your pupils. but this went on for 6 fucking hours. Oh, I kid you not.
Why do you put yourself through that? You should retire by now. I would retire instantly.
Because I haven't got the money to retire. This is the problem. This is why I'm so aggravated with anyone that would say
you would retire if you could. You would retire if you could.
Of course I would.
I'm retired. I'm retired.
Rollo, you're gonna run out of money in a not too distant future.
No way. I've still got $200,000.
No, you haven't.
He's got good investments.
I bet you have not got $200,000. I'll put money on it.
Got the Celica.
Would you?
That must be worth a million.
You put money on it? Let's go to the casino. Listen, Rick. I'll go to the casino with you, and I'll double you.
I know.
I know how much
you got for the house. I know how much you've paid, and I know how much you drink. And
$775,000.
Yeah. Exactly. You sold.
How much did I get for my other house?
$900,000.
I got almost a million. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. $995,000.
There's a discrepancy of about $150,000 there. Now you have not been working, and you're not going the dole.
It's not about the money. The money doesn't matter anything to me.
Rollo,
all I want to do
is get $1 million to the bank, And Chris, I remember saying to Christy once, I said, he's got $1 million in it. She looked at me. She gave me that look like, who told you that?
Yeah.
Rollo, you are going to be on the skids in 2 years' time. Just unless if you're still alive.
So what?
Are your house prices still going up?
No. Oh, yeah, they are.
They're going, okay.
But Ab, this is where I'm getting to the rheologist. This is you on the Rick and Rollo show, right?
Rheologist, I like that.
And we're not meant to be talking about the stuff. This is meant to be a fun show about movies.
What I'm telling you
is that when the diesel gets turned off, which they're doing right now, all of those people that are living in areas that are nowhere near the city, their property prices are going to plummet. So there's going to be a huge amount of people losing their houses.
You're fear mongering.
Rollo, I'm watching.
Rollo, you have
got no idea because you're drunk 7 days a week. You know that.
So what?
Not drunk and I'm going to work and I'm talking to real people daily. So my life is about
Do you think Ab's a real person?
He's not a real person. Ab's in Canada. I'm talking about Sydney and Mid North Coast and Newcastle.
Let's talk to what's her name? She needs to open up her mind.
Rollo, she's busy doing things. She's probably
Is she a real person or not?
Yes, she is. She lives near me.
But I'm not a real person.
No, because you don't know. But Rollo, you think you've got millions of dollars and you actually haven't. You're down to probably 110,000, probably, I'll guess.
That's a lot of vodka, though, Rick. I think that can last a while.
You guys got your super annuity.
It is a lot of vodka. You're right.
You got your super annuities I was reading about. Don't you guys have super annuities?
Yes, I have, but we were allowed to take 10,000 out of our super when COVID hit, and everyone I know did, including myself. I wish I didn't. But it's now plummeting. It's now plummeting because of the world.
The market's tanking.
It's tanking, yeah. And at the moment, yeah. Ab, I don't know if you can visualize this, but most people live in Australia is a big country like Canada. Most people live inland. He committed suicide.
Maybe we'll go out with big country. That's a great song. He committed suicide.
the lead singer committed suicide. Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Great song.
Yes. Yep. Big country.
It's a big country.
Classic Scottish band.
Really? He committed suicide. Sorry to hear that. But
I'll tell you what, the original band they had was called the Skids, and they were fantastic. And they did that song. We could go out with Into the Valley, because actually that's a good idea. We're going into the Valley of Doom and Death. Right now, it's not looking good in Australia. Once the media start telling the dummies that there's food shortages coming, everyone's going to panic buy. Everybody. And the cities are going to be fine. They'll get imported Chinese food, imported Chinese fuel, whatever. But where we live, where I live, it's going to get bad.
Can I go out with a song? I want to give Rick,
because I want Rick's take on this, because I think Rick might know about this. Rick. I'm not sure. I want to give Rick a name and see if it means anything to him.
Okay, ready?
It's Lillian Scott Troy. Have you heard of this person? Okay, I'm going to send you a video then, because I never did either. Have you heard of the Pilgrim Society? Did Alan Watt ever talk about the Pilgrim?
Oh, my God, they are big. And you know who's a member of the Pilgrim? Okay, we've got the guy, what's his name in America? Your journalist guy that keeps popping up and annoying everybody at the moment in America. Sorry, not
Donald,
you.
Donald Trump.
No, one of those big journalists, like not Alex Jones, but one of them. He's a member of the what's his name? He's really annoying to everyone, but he was over in Australia last year.
Anderson Cooper.
Right, no, he's a right wing journalist, and he's a member of the Pilgrim Society. Tucker Carlson.
There you go. Okay.
Lily Troy was the aggravate. She was British, and she's the one that was exposing the Pilgrim Society in London. And she basically got, I think she got deported to the U.S. I don't know how you can be deported on your own country. I don't know the whole story because I just started researching. Lillian Scott Troy. This is the name we got to look up. We got to investigate. I'm going to put a video into, where should I put it for you? I'll send it to you somehow.
Just put it into your, I'm on Fakeologist, so just put it into.
Oh, good.
You're still there?
Good.
Yeah.
I want you to listen to this audio.
I'm not leaving your platform. I'm not leaving.
Play it.
No, there's nothing to play. It's a two man plus a woman podcast from 3 years ago, and one of my new callers on Thursday dropped it into my lap, named Cam Stubbs or somebody, Cam Hobbs from the Pacific Northwest in Puget Sound. And he introduced me. I thought, I never heard of this person. You know, you go along, Rick, doing our research for years and years, and all of a sudden someone gives you someone you never heard of. This is what I like about this, because there's always something new, someone new. And I thought maybe Alan Watt would have talked about this woman, because she was the number one exposer of the Pilgrim Society.
Yeah, no, well, I think Melissa only recently, in the last year, has gone on about, because Alan Watt used to go on about that book, what's it called, Foundations and Their Sphere of Influence.
Yeah, I just tagged you in So Fake and So Gay.
Okay, good.
On my channel. I think you're going to like it, Rick, because there's two guys our age babbling on about this. They remind me of... what's his name that did that podcast? I sound like Rollo now. This is terrible. What's his name? The guy that did the podcast, Keith. What's his other name? You know,
Visigoth.
Remember he did that with, there was another guy he always had on. What was that guy's name?
I know who you're talking about. I've listened to all of those shows, every one of them. Yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I forget that guy's name. He might not have named the guy ever. Sometimes they don't even name their guest.
Yeah, no, but
because he's kind of anonymous.
Melissa has been, someone kind of put her onto the Pilgrim Society. So she's done two shows, I think, talking about Pilgrim Society. And that Keith Hansen, I think, also brings them up, possibly, not sure, but... Pilgrim Society are, and just remember that book, it's called Foundations, their Sphere and Their Influence, or whatever it's called. These are the people.
And you know what they're trashing? These guys were trashing Tragedy and Hope, because he said Carol Quigley was one of them. He would never touch the Pilgrim Society.
He didn't mention
them. And I thought, wow.
He didn't mention them. And that's because.
I know, like they didn't exist.
Yeah.
Yes, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And so that's why I'm still listening to all those bits and pieces over there. And still, what's his name? William Ramsey often has some good stuff, although he gets bogged down with some other stuff. But the foundation, the Pilgrim Society are very big. Aspen Society is the other one. I think maybe actually Tucker Carlson might be Aspen Society, A-S-P-E-N.
Yeah.
These are big. These
but you know who is trying to get the Pilgrim Society going in the U.S.? Winston Churchill.
Wow, what a guy.
Basically, they wanted to bring the U.S. back under the fold with Lord Milner and Cecil Rhodes.
So this is the same.
I should know.
So yeah,
one of my morning shortcuts is Milner Road. Can you believe there's a Milner Road in Toronto? That's one of my shortcuts. Like all these British roads over here. It's crazy.
So that name though, was the name that Alan Watt used to always bring up. Every episode, almost, he'd bring
the
up
round table.
Royal Institute of International Affairs, Milner Society, wow, etc. Wow. And Milner is the guy that's been written out of history, because just try and when you ask someone that thinks that they know about how things got the way we got, and say, did you know about Lord Milner and the Cecil Rhodes group? They don't know anything about him. And the Africans should know about, because they went into Africa and they did that scam. They pretended that the Afrikaans had attacked a group of British. This is a false, shall I use that word, false flag?
They blamed, they said the Boers started. Like the hilarious reason for attacking Iran. They said, well, we heard they were thinking of attacking us. So that was hilarious the way they explained that.
The whole thing's going, but where I'm at the moment, and I haven't had this feeling since COVID, I can see where I am, where I'm talking about my personal life, can be completely fucking destroyed. Because I went to go and fill up, because I've already filled up, but I put $25 in each day if I go anywhere. Two service stations have no diesel whatsoever. They've run out. They've got signs up saying we've got some petrol. And then I went past another one.
So there?
They're gone. Oh, there. And so the trucks that are delivering the food from Sydney and Queensland, they're not going to come here soon because they can't get back again. And once this panic starts setting in, like the toilet paper thing, having been through COVID in Australia, which was at a different level, the same level as you went through, or has it, I guess so, in Canada,
I never ran out of toilet paper, though.
I had to ask Rollo. I was selling him a roll for $150. Remember the time I gave that roll with a price tag on it, $150?
I bought a whole bunch of brown hand towels at the dollar store. That's much better. First of all, I bought a bidet. I got rid of the hair dryer because it was burning my ass. So I got brown towels, and just to dab up the moisture.
Yep.
And guess what? We wash the towels every week. We don't have to buy toilet paper. It's amazing. Amazing.
Didn't you buy, what was that thing where you squat over your toilet?
I bought the squatty potty. Yeah. Lily pad. The from New Zealand.
From New Zealand.
Yeah. I still use it.
Brilliant.
As a baby in the 60s, up until probably 1970 or 19. You're listening to
Rock and Roll. 70.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
You know, I mean, it's not my show.
You're listening to Rick and Rollo and Ab from the fakeholders.com on the 72nd episode of Rick and Rollo on the 21st of March.
You betcha. 2026. You betcha. It's a great show.
Every show is the greatest show I've ever done, guaranteed.
It's great to be a guest over here. That way I don't have to deal with the audio, actually. That's the best part.
I apologize to Ab for being so fractious, but that's the way it is, because I'm seeing really bad things going down, and
I hope it's not coming here. I hope you guys must have some unique fuel issues, because we're not hearing any of that here at all. The only place that ran out of fuel in this neck of the woods is Cuba. And it was blacked out for a couple of days. I thought, how low can you kick these poor people?
Yeah, that's
Jesus.
You've already seen Donald Trump saying that he's going to take over Cuba very shortly. But
And, now we're hearing the Russians are sending a ship of oil. So I don't know what's going on. Yeah, and then I read that Cuba has one of the largest solar farms. They've generated 900 megawatts in one day or something. So maybe they're just trying to strangle them to go to solar. China's bringing solar panels by the shipload over there.
And Cuba was set up, like Israel was set up in its position back in the day. It was just off the coast of America, kind of. And it's been used to do all of the nefarious things to destroy America. And it started with the Kennedy thing and the Bay of Pigs and all this, you know, stuff, blah, blah, blah. But it's happening.
Rick Lillian Scott, whatever her name is, said it started in the late 1800s trying to get America back. They're the ones, they're the deep state. They're the ones that are derailing America and have been. They're the ones that set up the Federal Reserve. It's not Americans that set it up. This is all the Pilgrim Society.
Yes.
This is what we don't know. We're always told it's the Jews. It's the Jews. No, it's not the Jews. I never take what's popular as truth.
No.
So I love that saying. What's popular isn't necessarily true, and what's true isn't necessarily what's popular, Rick. I love that saying.
Great. Just remember, as a baby, my mother had nappies that were made from cotton, and we had safety pins, and there was no such thing as disposable nappies or wipes and things like that. That did not exist.
That was a great – whoever invented that – it basically saved Procter and Gamble, or whatever. I mean, that the disposable nappy and toilet paper and paper towel, and now these stupid floor mops, disposable everything. I mean, come on, just clean it.
Just clean it and
put it in the wash.
And put in the wash and at a warm temperature with some.
Rick, why haven't the Enviro Nazis gone over disposable diapers, toilet paper, tissues? Everyone used to have a hanky. Did your father have a hanky?
We all had hankies back in the day, and we washed them, and you reused them.
Right.
You did not have, and you had silk hankies if you were really rich, and you had cotton hankies if you were, you know, whatever.
My grandfather had a hanky. I always thought it was gross that he put it back in his pocket, but that's what people did.
They did it. And guess what? I remember growing up in the 60s, and somehow I did not end up with bubonic plague or meningitis, which is the next thing. So what's happening – so this is, again, what's happening in England is not the same as what we're getting in Australia, but they are rolling out this big 2030 thing on steroids right now. And the media in Australia, if you go onto Facebook – is just doing fear porn about food shortages, food crisis. It's just at a level I've never seen since COVID.
That's in Australia, not anywhere else, right?
No,
this is crazy. You guys are really getting hammered. Honestly, I never heard a peep about it here. Not a peep.
We are getting hammered sideways here. And I went to the supermarket this afternoon, and I went and brought – this is kind of interesting as well. So I thought I should stock up, because I've already got a lot of food in my cupboards, but I thought I should stock up on long life milk, because I love cups of teas and coffees and things like that.
Is that dry milk?
No. It's probably, I don't know what they do to it, but it lasts for a lot longer. So I went and brought 5 bags of groceries before I came on to this Rick and Rollo show. That's why we were kind of a little bit later than normal. And 5 bags of groceries cost me, when I bought in bulk, and I bought 5 packets of, you know, long life noodles, and I bought, sober noodles. I bought a whole lot of long life milk, and I bought a whole lot of things that, you know, if the trucks are going to get stopped, and I'm telling you, Ab, where I am, the trucks are not going to come here soon because they cannot refuel to get back home again. That's what's going on. And that's why I'm at a different level of stress than I normally would.
You are completely stressed out. Yeah, I get you.
Because I'm seeing exactly how fast things can go from good to pear-shaped where I live.
And at the moment, I can imagine.
when I go to the supermarkets and I talk to the staff, and they said, you know, we've got plenty of stuff, but if the trucks stop, there's going to be food panics and there's going to be because I went through the toilet paper thing. I had toilet paper, obviously, because I've got a business.
Hey, Rick, can you say Julie Andrews? Yeah.
Sorry, Rollo, I forgot I said that.
No, I've been
you're so quiet.
I've been
quiet at all. Look, I don't think you're fear mongering.
I'm not, Australia, listen.
Shush.
Okay.
Shush. Right. Okay. I think Australia's
You guys are not unique.
We are unique. You're right there, Ab. And
you're an island.
Look, we're an island. That's right. And I don't think
you're an island controlled by another island. Why? What is it with islands?
Yeah, that's right. Well,
the British island, that little tiny island, has so much influence. It's amazing.
Well, we are sovereign citizens of UK.
We are, in so far as when you know, back in COVID-19 days, where you weren't sovereign citizens, we need to inject you with what? What the hell is that stuff they're going to inject you with?
So, Rollo, on Rick and Rollo Discord, I've got, people I trust 100%, and I've got English people, et cetera, et cetera. And what's going on in England is a meningitis scare, and they are force vaccinating students are being being told you've got to have this meningitis.
It's disgraceful.
What's happening right now, we are 1 week away from having no food on the shelves. All I have to tell the public, and they are doing it, and that's why I'm really fucking concerned.
I disagree, Rick. Rick, Rollo,
you don't know what day of the, what day is it today? Is it Friday? It is Friday.
Today? Rick,
if they running out of vodka, you'll hear from Rick. You'll hear from Rollo.
What day is it today? It's Saturday, it's the Friday. 21st of March, 2026. So, don't you dare tell me what day it is. Hey, Rick, me and you going to have a fist fight? Right? No. Like Kyle and Jackie O. They got fucking taken off FM.
They're gone.
They're gone, motherfucker.
But Rollo, do you
when
understand?
When did that happen?
This
week. Is that
new?
This week? Really?
And so, do you know why, though, Rollo? Because Kyle was saying truths. What did he say?
He had an issue with her astrological whatever with Jackie O astrological.
What did he say? What happened?
Keep going.
You call her an astrologer. What did he say?
Keep going. Rick, keep going.
No.
Because
he was saying truths about the way things are every now and then, and I thought he's not going to be able to say that for much longer. And sure enough, they created this kind of big drama because they are, I guess they were the biggest broadcasters in Sydney. They tried to crack Melbourne and they failed, for sure, because Melbourne's 100% lefty. But Kyle and her were saying things that I thought were quite good, and they were being attacked by that company called, they call themselves, they're a group of witches. Their name is something, real fucking witches or something or other. And it's what they did is bombarded. What they did is attacked Kyle and Jackie O's, advertise and say, if you advertise with them, we're going to attack so I brought this up on previous shows. These two were being attacked.
Why did they fight against each other on air?
Because
that was the thing that I couldn't believe.
Okay, was it engineered? I'm not sure, but on a previous Rick and Rollo show, Susie would have to find it, but I said these two are saying interesting things, and that particular group that took out Alan Jones, they're called Real Fucking Witches. I think that's they actually call themselves that.
Real Alan Jones was on TUE. Yeah, that's right.
He's a gay guy.
2GB, 2GB. Sorry, Alan Jones was Gloria.
So, Ab, what I'm getting at here, I've already talked about on many, many shows that anyone that was suggesting that the farmers needed to be looked after, and that was Alan Jones, and that things can get really bad if, you know, they're complaining about offshoring our fuel refineries, Alan Jones, et cetera. What this group of... What this group of lefty... So there's 15 of them. There could be less or more. What they do is they use the internet to bombard every one of your advertisers on your show to stop advertising with you because, you know.
Oh, right. I remember that campaign. That was a couple of years ago. I remember that.
Okay. Well, the same things happened again with Kyle and Jackie O. The same group of, it could be 30, it could be 100. I'm not sure. But what they do is they say, they get together and say, we'll carpet bomb their major advertisers to stop using them. And they take anyone that's saying anything truthful off the air. That's what's happening.
Anything they don't like. Yeah.
Exactly.
She was so cute, Jackie O. I swear to God, I can't believe those two didn't hook up themselves. I would have thought they would have hooked up.
Well, look, Rollo, they probably did. Who's to know? Who cares? He's a big fat cunt.
That'll
end the show when they get together, just like Cheers when Sam and Diane got together and wrecked the show.
But they were a loose cannon of free talkers, and so what this.
But on Kiss, they were great. They were great. I thought they were.
No, they were terrible.
You didn't like them. You didn't like them.
No, absolutely not. I don't listen to that kind of stuff. But this is what I'm getting at. You'd listen to AM radio, right? Rollo, what I'm saying is that anyone that's on the mainstream media that dares to say that climate change isn't a thing or that there might be an agenda or whatever, they get attacked by this particular group of radical lefties that absolutely carpet bomb every single one of your advertisers. Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
It's happening right now that I've got two services that I cannot buy diesel for love nor money. Luckily, I filled up last week between me
$3 a litre, right? I understand, but they've already run out, Rollo,
at the two closest ones to me. If I had filled up last week, it was sucks. But when people say, get on the train
and come and sleep in my house,
Rollo, I don't need to do that. And if I ever did, and I see you throwing up over yourself, I'm going to pick you up and throw you and flush you down the toilet.
He's going to throw you out of your own house.
Yeah. You're not going to kick me out of my own house. I'll kick you out first.
If you vomit over yourself in front of me.
I'm going to do a Darth. I'll do a Darth Vader on your ass and strangle you.
Rollo, you cannot even tell
you
me.
You will what, not. You what will not kick me out of my own house.
What day of the week is it?
Today's Saturday night. Are we going to go out with? Let's go out with Mr. Roboto. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Do you like that song at all?
No. Well, I said what we should go out with when.
What song would you want to go out with?
Oh no, I sent you a message last night and I said we're going to go out with a song.
All right, let me have a look.
It was on the Rick and Rollo.
Don't forget to look at that video. I want your take on it.
I want to hear
who's the girl?
What I want to do is I'm happy to come and do me and you. You do, we'll do this I'm a rheologist and you're a folkologist. And we'll discuss whatever subject. And I'm not leaving folkologist, but I'm not happy as being on a show, particularly we're in Australia at the moment with this, freedom of speech thing that's going on over here. I don't want
to
be.
Hey guys, I'm about to leave. I'm about to leave. What song? What song can I go out with, Rick? What's the song you want to go with?
No, you can go out with whatever you want. I shouldn't be so nasty.
You're not nasty.
You're agitated. Rick's agitated. And for Rick good reason. You were on Rick the bus for 6 hours. What punishment is that?
It's not that.
What punishment is that?
I want to go.
You're running out of diesel. And you're getting bombarded with food news. I would be the same way. Rick, we're in another world over here. We just don't have that. Amazing.
Let's just say this. The supplies for medicines and things like that, they can be shut down if there's no diesel supplying the chemists up here.
Of course. Rick, we live in a just-in-time economy. That means the reason why your stations are probably out of fuel is they only have the average amount of fuel for 3 days or whatever. So if 10 people go and fill up extra, they're going to be out of fuel. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take much because they only have – so the truck is scheduled every 2 days. Like, there's a gas station here. Like, we have Costco here. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Yeah, we got them.
I think you have it there. And they're the number one gas retailer in Toronto, maybe Canada. They get a truck at least twice a day. That's how much fuel they go through. I'm talking about a tanker or two, the big tankers.
Yeah.
So they run through fuel like crazy. But if the word goes out that we're running out of fuel, they won't be able to keep up either because these guys they wait till the exact moment to show up. So they have their fuel consumption down to a T. So if there's any blip in the system where a couple extra guys go and fill up, they're out of fuel like that. And that causes the panic that you're experiencing because all of a sudden, you can't just send an extra truck out on schedule. That takes time.
Yeah. Well, so what I'm seeing, and I'm talking to the service station owners, and this is I'm in real conversation with people that are really. And what's happened that the only independent service station in the area that did not sign up to this conglomerate, he wanted to be independent. He's been told
they cut him off.
They've cut him off. So he'll
be the last guy to get fuel.
So he is the last guy. So he was out of fuel for 4 days. I just got an email from him.
Teach him.
Exactly.
No one is independent of the monopoly. No, you want to be independent? There's your independence. Yeah. You're out of business, buddy.
He's gone. So what's happening right now within 2 weeks of the what are we now? Actually, no, the 21st. So 3 weeks since it started. He has been – you're listening.
Rig it, roll it, 72.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the support link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Truthmeets.com would like to thank our major supporters this month: Rolo, Susie, and Henrik. Thank you all.
You're listening Rick and Rollo. Rollo's about to
go. Yeah, I'm about to leave. So, it's Rick and Rollo, 72 with...
What's the song?
It sticks.
I can't stand it.
Remember Sticks 1983? You don't like them? Yeah.
No.
Tomo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
I think that song... That song fried.
Go for it.
Started singing that kind of stuff. They did not like that. Even though it was a big hit, I think a lot of the original members, massive. Tommy, whatever.
It was massive.
They didn't like that kind of crap. They really didn't. Did you ever get that feeling, Rick?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, they were not happy. They didn't want to go that way.
No, and that's what happens to most bands, that someone with some power or their studio says, no, this is a great song. It doesn't sound anything like any of their other stuff.
By the way, BTS.
Have you heard of BTS? What's BTS?
The Korean band. It's the biggest Korean K-pop band ever, the boys band. Have you ever heard of them? BTS?
No, they just dropped.
I'm going to give you some entertainment news. They just dropped their latest album after a few year hiatus, where they were all rich and separated.
It's not called Pegasus, is it? It's not called Pegasus.
Pardon me? No, it's called Pegasus. BTS. It's the biggest boy band. My daughter, who's a BTS fan, I helped line up for 2 hours. She said it's the biggest load of rubbish ever.
Really?
And they're going to crash. She said they have jumped the shark. We went over the phrase jump the shark. They have jumped the shark.
Jump the shark.
You're going to hear about it.
Wasn't it Ponzi in
absolutely
in Happy Days?
Happy Days.
In Happy Days. That's right. Yeah. I love it. What's his name? Henry Winkler, the Jew, the Jewish Italian guy.
He wasn't Italian.
He saved that show. Yeah, it was a classy show. But I really do. Domo arigato, Mr.
We'll play that, and I'll actually, after being so nasty to Ab, I'll go over to Fakeologist right now.
Go over to Fakeologist, fakeologist.com on Discord.
Oh, no, you can't say that. YOLO will get mad.
Rollo's
the most easygoing person on this show.
I am. And, you know, the easiest going fellow is Joel. The guy that runs this site.
No, he's not. He is like me. I'm a control freak, and so is Joel.
Oh, no, Joel will go nuts if you say go to the ecologist.
This will be one of the
few times. Let's go out with six, Mr. Roboto. Thanks, Rollo.
Thanks for having me on while Rick was getting mad. I appreciate you.
You bet. We go way back.
Remember that Simon Shack show? Rollo's been on for 14 hours.
What did you say? 14 years.
Do you remember that Simon time I interviewed Simon? Do you remember that?
Yeah. about 9/11. How could I forget? Four hours. I mean, you've done like plenty of Simon Jack. Is Simon still with us?
Yes, he did an interview recently with Jim Moorfield. I already talked about it. I never saw that.
I gotta listen to that. I can't get on that.
It's 3 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
But Jim is on that UK report. They're kind of controlled. What do you think, Rick? UK caller. Are you okay with them?
Well, some of them are. It's good, but they're very pro-China. There's kind of a pro-Chinese thing going on with them as well. But they're still have some really good stuff. And I listened to a really harrowing, terrible show. I sent it to Melissa Watt yesterday, actually, about the Scottish social services.
Do you know what pissed me off about Simon Shack? And it was. September Clue is getting taken off YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It was scrubbed from YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And it
why didn't you re-upload it? You know what, I want to see more Lord Rollo. Can we see more Lord Rollo videos on YouTube?
You have your own platform. What's your
Faco2.com and you paid $400. I'll always be grateful for that.
Thank you.
I gave 600
to truthmeats.com.
Very generous.
I am generous. You know why? Because I believe in you blokes. You, Ab, you, Rick.
You're my best friend.
I've always
you're
been
my best friend.
Faithful.
Yeah, but for some reason, you didn't sell your Celica to Rick, which you always going to be sore about. You didn't sell your Celica to Rick, and you know that's the one thing you did.
My Celica is still in my brother's backyard, and I still want to punch him in the face. It's probably rusting.
It could have been in my garage, which I've got in my right neck.
I should have given it to you. I'm sorry.
Rick could have been driving it to Sydney and saving
you
on
liar.
Fuel.
You liar. We're going to go out with sticks, and then you guys are going to go off to fake holidays. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Roller.
Bye. Bye. Take care. Toodles.
Mr. Roboto, thank you very much, Mr. Roboto, doing what he got to, Mr. Roboto, thank you very much. machines do you make?